Okay. First, let's talk about the rest of the semester. The final is on Tuesday, May 16th at 10:30, which means that that's when it has to be passed in. The final is an online final. I will post it on next Monday because you have 1 week to do it. So I'll put it up Monday night, and you will have a week to do it. So what is next Monday? The 8th. Okay, so I will post it Monday night on the 8th. You have got to pass it in by 10:30 on Tuesday, May 16th. It has to be in by the start of the exam. So it has to be in by 10:30, okay? And you will lose points if it's not. You have a week to do it. You're crazy if you don't get it done before 10 o'clock on Tuesday and then try to get it sent in and discover that something is down. So, you know, you've got a week to do it. Do it and get it in. Get it over with. So, the final is a take-home final, open books, open notes, no friends, no Eric. So, you have to basically do the final on your own, and it is due then. I will not correct the final if it does not have a status sheet accompanying it, because the status sheet is part of the final. I've posted the status sheet now. So if you want to fill it out now and send it to me, I will then confirm if you and I have the same records. So if something is missing that you say you did, I will let you know. You have to give me another copy of the status sheet with the final, because presumably if you do it now, you're going to be doing something else between now and the final. So you've got to give me an updated version of the status sheet at the final, so I know what you've really done by the time the final is in. So the status sheet lists the assignments. What I would like you to do is tell me whether you did it or not, and preferably your grade, because again, this is your confirmation. If you tell me what you got and I have a different grade, then I can ask you to, you know, I can go back and check my sent email, as a matter of fact. But essentially, this is my way to make sure that I've got everything that you have sent in and that we both are in agreement as to what I've got. Everything is due the last day of classes, which is May 11th. And essentially, I will take a couple of things, defined as one or two, over the weekend, begrudgingly. Okay, I would like everything. I'm going to be grouchy when I'm correcting anything that comes in late, so it's best to get it in before I get grouchy. But it's basically due by May 11th, but I will take a few things late, okay? And push the envelope if you must, but try to only make it one or two things. If you pass in an entire semester's worth of work at the end of the semester, then I will correct it with the same dutifulness that you used in passing doing it. So in other words, you'll get a lousy grade. I'll go back and look. You'll probably fail. I'll go back and look at it when I get a chance sometime in June and change your grade. But, you know, if you send me all the stuff at the last minute, you know, then I will correct it when I get around to it. Okay. So, in other words, you're not supposed to be doing that. And I don't have time at the end of the semester to correct a semester's worth of work. Okay. Let's see. So, May 11th is when you're supposed to pass it in. Next week, there will be no classes. On Monday, I'll be available in this room from 12 to 2. But then I have a meeting I have to go to at 2. And I was out last Monday, so I need an hour with my Monday class. if I'm not finished talking, you can still come in, just come in quietly, because there's not many people in my class. But you can come in and work Monday from 12 to 2, Tuesday and Thursday. We have open labs in here starting at 9:30 and staying at least until 2, probably later than that. Eric and I are going to talk about that, but we'll probably be here later at least one day. I'll probably be here till around 4 on Thursday and probably the same on Tuesday. So those are the days when you can come and get help getting caught up and getting some work done. So next week is catch-up week, basically. Okay. Questions? Okay. Today we're going to play with something that involves logic that's just kind of fun. So go and open Alice. And if you want extra credit, there's an extra credit assignment involving with Alice. So go to CIS Software and click on Alice. Alice can be downloaded for free, and I gave you the address. It's available for free, as I said. There are tutorials if you decide you would like to do it. Templates is what I'm starting out with, so I clicked over when this came up over to templates. And with templates, you get to choose your background. What we're going to do with Alice is you can make a story, basically. So you can pick the template that you want. I'm going to pick snow, so I'm highlighting snow, and then I'm opening it. And there are PowerPoints out there and everything that explains how to use this if you decide you want to do the extra credit. What this is an introduction to object-oriented programming. And what we're going to do is add objects. And objects are things. So we're going to say we want to add objects. So we're going to click on objects. And we come down here and we have a bunch of things we can add. Okay, so I'm going to click on animals. And I'm going to go and find penguins. And I'm going to add a penguin up to my background. And then I'm going to add a second penguin up to my background. Okay. And those are all the animals that are available. And then I'm trying to remember where they are. I was looking for snowmen, I think people maybe. Yep, there's plant people. So I'm going to add a snow woman, and I'm going to add a snowman. So I've now got objects. And in programming, objects, these are objects that I am going to be able to use, and I'm going to be able to tell a picture with them. Okay? So I've got objects, and when I finish with the objects, I click on Done. And it now is showing me the objects that I have. Okay. And over here under the world, I've got penguin. And the second penguin I put up, they call penguin 2. Just like if I made something in programming, I wanted to use the same name. I call the first one penguin, and I could call the next one penguin 2. And then I have snow woman, and then I have snowman. Okay. So, if I click on penguin, I now can have the penguin do things. So I am making a world, and I'm making a method, which is essentially a series of things I want Penguin 1 to do. So I'm going to drag over that I want it to flap its wings, and I'm going to have it flap its wings 2 times, and then I'm dragging over jumping height that I want it to jump, and I'll make that a 2 as well. And then I will tell it to jump 2 times, or actually if I want more than 2 times, I can go to other, and I can pick and say I want it to jump 5 times. And now it's jumping 5 times. To change that, I click the little arrow next to the 5. Okay? So, the snowman, I'm going to say I want the snowman, okay, to say hello. So the snowman is going to say hello, and the snowman is going to roll left 2 revolutions. So I've basically am programming this now as to what I want to do. Okay. And if I then say play, it does what I told it to do. Okay? So I have now programmed it to do things. And these are objects. And the things that I'm telling it to do are methods. And I programmed it. So take a minute and play with it, and then we will look at some other things. So make your own scene. Go in and make a scene, put some objects in, and have the objects do some things, and then run them. Okay, when you're done, you put done over there, which was there a second ago and just went away.
Okay.
I saw it. I did. I really did. There it is. So you click on done.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
And then you highlight the one that you want to talk about. And notice when I highlighted snowman, it now says snowman details.
Okay.
And it now tells what the snowman can do. So those are methods, those are things that the snowman can do. And down at the bottom, there are some things. So in this one, I want them all doing something together. So I dragged up do together, and then I put all the things under do together, and they will do all of those things together. And so now they're doing everything together. Okay, and the snowman glided off the screen. So if you drag up the do together, you can have them do things at the same time. Okay, has everybody got something sort of done?
I don't know how to make things work.
Hit play, play.
It says that the things don't have an event.
Okay. So what's the thing you can do?
Apparently not the right thing.
Do together.
2005. Things all the time.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
I see you even made new events. Just try doing play and see. Okay. All right, what it was is you don't have anything in my first method. That's what it is. So, if come over here and move my first method. You have something there?
Really?
Double click on it. Okay. Yeah,
super
you have
slow.
Nothing there. If you change this when the world starts, change it to whatever you call it, penguin jumping. So click on penguin and then jumping.
It looks more like it's more like the things down here though.
Okay. Try that and just see, but we'll do that. I mean the big problem is you didn't have anything inside Will My First Method, and it says when the will starts to Will My First Method.
Sure.
Okay, so no, that's not gonna do it. It had to be penguin jumping. Let me see how do I change that. So file, open world, and I thought I put Alice there, maybe I didn't save it. See, over here, when it starts, it says, when the world starts, do, and it does world my first method. Then I have a process thing over here. And what I did was I said, down on the world, my first method, the world process. So what you might do is put in there the name of the thing that you want to jump and see if that works. Because it is executing, okay. I'm going to move on and see if it falls in place in a minute.
How do I start inputting stuff?
Okay, wait and try this new one, okay? Because I think you've got yours.
How do I make a new one?
Okay. File new world. File new world makes a new one. Okay. What I want you to do is download three things that I have, or not three things, it's five or six things. It's called Balls Bounce. So if you go to examples and then go to Alice Programming Examples and pick Balls Bounce, okay? And it's a zipped thing and you can download it. And there's a lot of examples in there. Okay. Eric, you want to go see if you can get hers set up all on? So we want to open Balls Bounce Examples. And then I said, file, open world, and I'm going to go and open one of those. So after you get them unzipped and stored someplace, I'm going to do file, open world. Okay? So download the examples and unzip them.
Yeah.
Try it
three times, right?
Huh?
Try it three times, right?
Oh, well. It likes me.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Three times? Why don't you try this machine? See if this one's happy.
It was just shut it off. Shut the bottom off.
Right.
Yeah,
So under examples and under Alice, there is a series of things called balls bounce, which aren't anywhere near as exciting as what you did, but anyway. Didn't run, but it was very exciting. Okay, so if you duck. Is it running now?
Yeah. Four times drum right now. Oh, I think it's focusing.
All right.
Just took over my computer. I'm going to try to open a web page now. It will fill up like half the screen.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, more or less it was going on with my that brown screen, beige, gray type thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, this is the worst.
All right, so why is mine working?
I don't know.
Maybe yours is the master computer, so it has privileges.
Yes. It likes me better.
It's just faster than this.
Huh?
It's just faster. That's what I'm going.
Okay, under examples, there is something called balls bounce. Just think, folks, you don't have to learn this. It's extra credit. So if it's not working, it's not working.
This is the one to make these go away.
This is supposed to be fun.
It's a really strange looking bounce.
Well, that means you got it up.
Yeah.
So that's the first encouraging thing I've heard.
I've never seen a ball go into the ground when it bounces.
You just don't have the right kind of ground around.
I don't even know where he's seeing.
That's like the Pixar ball of this.
It's the same thing that was happening when I was trying to look for the
snowman. When I unzipped it, it was supposed to have a bunch of files.
Yeah, it is. Unzipped is supposed to have a bunch of files.
And they should each one should open theoretically.
Each one should theoretically open, yes. You got it.
Okay.
Theoretically.
You only have to be 8 to summon a demon.
But you got to be sure you unzip it.
84, it says it just eaten up. You only have to be 8 to summon a demon.
Want to take a look at hers too as you're walking by?
Hers?
Yeah, I think she was having a problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, same problem everyone's having. It's just running slow.
Okay, so you're going to take balls bounce example zip, and you're going to unzip it. Okay, you're going to unzip balls bounce examples zipped.
I'm good.
And when you unzip it, it should give you 6 or 7 files. Okay.
Exactly.
So I got... Somebody's having fun.
All right. You download that and you see this.
Oh, good heavens.
Is there a bunch of UFOs?
You can't load from there, you can load from now, right?
So you have to admit, are they extracted or not? They are extracted.
This is Alice, no?
It
actually opens Alice to
put something in there.
Recording so confusing here. This is hilarious.
That's
the only thing that works
there.
Everything solved.
Oh, balls, bounce, example, zip. You're supposed to unzip it.
I mean, it hasn't really
been. And if you're having problems, Eric is working around the room.
So what you're basically saying is everyone's having problems.
Okay. When you get that, the first one I want to look at is balls bounce, A2W. A2W is the extension that it goes with. So I want to look at balls bounce, A2W.
Hey, there we go.
That's
not cool. How about that?
And I'm opening it. Okay.
Something.
There we go. So you send the file.
That's
going to happen, isn't it? More of a GY. Okay, so the balls are up in the air, defying gravity. Okay, so I now made a routine. And if I, let me run this and then I'll show you. So I've got the balls bouncing. Is that all I do? I thought they went down to the bottom.
Not that one.
Not that one? Okay. Okay. So what I did was I made a routine. So I clicked on Toy Ball 1. And I came down here and I said, create a new method. So I clicked on create new method. And when I click on create new method, I can give it a name. So I'm going to call this whatever. Except that I'm not going to call it that because mine's not working now either. There we go. But finally it's working. So I'm going to call it whatever. I have the added thing of I have to take pictures. And then I'm saying okay. And it makes a routine call, toy ball, whatever. And then I can put things into toy ball, whatever. Okay? So that's what I did with bounce. I made a routine called bounce. And if you want to see it, you can click on edit, and it shows you what I have in bounce. So in toy ball bounce, I said, move down 6 meters. And then toy ball one, move up 6 meters. And if I wanted it to bounce a second time, I can drag over toy ball one, move down other, and choose six, and choose okay, down 6 meters. And toy ball one, move up 6 meters. So I can have it bounce twice if I want to. Because now I'm having it go down and then up and then down and then up. And then I went to the tennis ball and I made a bounce routine for it. So I said, create new method, and I called the new method bounce. and when I edit that method, I can see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that had the tennis ball move down 6 meters and then move up 6 meters. And then I did the same thing for the volleyball. So I went and clicked on volleyball, and I had bounce, and I said edit it. And now the volleyball moves down and up. Okay, so I made these bouncing routines associated with each ball. And these are called methods. So I made a method associated with an object. So I've got those objects up there.